we get things going this afternoon by getting on board the telephone line and welcoming into the program columnist for the Sporting News, NFL writer, as well as the host of the Locked On Network Fantasy Football Podcast, Vinny Iyer, joining us. Vinny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How's it going?
Going great. And, boy, after a terrific final week of the NFL, looking forward to the playoffs, they don't get much better than this Week 17 in the NFL last weekend.
Yeah, it got pretty exciting there, definitely in the end with the Browns and Ravens. Now you move on to the Ravens in the playoffs here. Big shocker there. The Steelers collapse out of the AFC North title, and now the Chargers, a lot of momentum there. A lot of good wild card teams playing this weekend. The worst of which is actually the defending champion, Philadelphia Eagles. So a lot of good toss-up games this week. I think the action will continue. The game lines are pretty close, so we expect most of these games to come down to one possession in the fourth quarter.
Well, you mentioned the Steelers, too. What do you think will be the outcome of that situation involving Antonio Brown?
Well, I think just given how much they would have to take a big cap hit if they didn't trade him, it's going to be tough. They're going to have to find a team that has enough money to get him and also be probably in the NFC because they don't want to see any AFC team get him. So it's very tough. I think these things tend to work themselves out a little bit more. There's a lot of disappointment and frustration with that team because they didn't get in the playoffs. And when one or two people are frustrated, they maybe look to point fingers or they're disappointed with what happened. So a lot of emotions bubbling up there at the end of the season because it just didn't work out for everyone involved. But they got to massage this a little bit in the offseason. They need Antonio Brown if they're going to turn things around and come back and win more games. They move on from this team, probably signaling that they're going to be rebuilding with the replacement for Ben Roethlisberger seen as well at quarterback. So a lot of things in the balance here for the Steelers if they're going to stick around and contend or fade here. And what they do with Brown is going to be very interesting.
Well, let's take a look at the games this weekend and start with Saturday, a very interesting matchup between the Texans, who've been one of the favorites all season long, and this Indianapolis team that's playing some of the hottest football in the entire NFL of late.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game there in Houston. Look at Andrew Luck and the Colts. They are just focused here. I know their schedule was favorable in the second half of the season where they really rolled to this record, but they're getting the job done. It's not like they're just simply doing it with magic here. It's a lot of solid defense. Their offense is not making mistakes. They're good offensive line play. They can run the ball. They can throw the ball anywhere they want with Andrew Luck. So Colts are very dangerous here. They just won in Houston a few weeks ago. Probably should have won the first meeting when things didn't quite go their way in overtime. So I think there's a reason why a lot of the Colts are very confident going into this game. And Texans have to do something to find a bit of their momentum back here because sometimes you win the division, but the team that's in second place is playing a lot better. That's what you're worried about here. And with the Colts, the key is going to be getting the ball out quickly, you know, run the ball a little bit, take the pressure off Andrew Luck. And the thing that I would watch in this game, the Texans offensive line still struggling quite a bit here. Colts offensive line has emerged as one of the league's best. So some good trench battles to watch in this game for sure.
A very interesting NFC game as well. The Cowboys, who I think have been awfully tough to get a read on this year against Seattle. The Seahawks, was it 7 years in the league, seven winning seasons now for Russell Wilson. A great measure of consistency there. Will it make a difference playing on the road at Dallas?
Well, these teams are very similar because you look at them, they both want to run the ball as much as they can here with either Ezekiel Elliott or Chris Carson. That's what they're built on. They want to control the clock, run the ball a lot, and then they want to take their calculated shots in the passing game when it comes to whether it's downfield or it's a shot in the red zone to the end zone. So it's going to come down to which quarterback is going to execute those opportunities more and more, what team is going to settle for field goals, what team is going to make key mistakes in those type of situations and plus territories. So right now, you got to trust Russell Wilson a little bit more because he's a more efficient quarterback this season. He's a guy that can take over games. The Cowboys really struggled in the first matchup against the Seahawks offense. So I know that game was in Seattle, and that didn't include Amari Cooper and Earl Thomas playing in that game. But overall, I feel like Seattle has the upper hand in this rematch here because the way they are similarly styled, but maybe a little bit more talented key spots for Seattle.
We're talking with Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Let's move to the Sunday games and an interesting matchup here. Teams that have played before and a Chargers team that's got a better record but still has to go on the road to face a Ravens team that managed to get in exciting fashion on Sunday.
Yeah, this is a rematch just of a couple weeks ago here, a Saturday night game that came down to the wire. The Chargers looked like they were going to take that game back in the end, and Antonio Gates fumbled, and the whole game changed there. So, again, so many tight things going on with the teams here, the three rematches of this weekend, this being the third. And there's just one or two plays that can change everything. For the Chargers, they need to do as much as they can to force Lamar Jackson to throw the ball. No team has been able to do that, really. The Ravens have been able to stay with their offensive game plan here. So, for me, the Chargers need to come out a little bit more aggressive. There are some things you can exploit in that Ravens defense. I don't think you want to just come out and be kind of conservative there. You want to go attack. I know you have Melvin Gordon and Austin Eckler in your backfield, but this is a game for Phillip Rivers. He's got to be on point, not make the mistakes he did in the first meeting. Help the Chargers get a lead, and that'll help with Lamar Jackson as well.
You mentioned the defending Super Bowl champs backing into the postseason. They've gotten great play out of Nick Foles here down the stretch, but face one of the toughest defenses around when they take on the Bears on Sunday.
Yeah, this is going to be really tough for Nick Foles for a variety of factors. This offensive line is not playing all that well for Philadelphia all season. They haven't been able to run the ball. They're pretty one-dimensional, and you look at the Bears' offense, they're going to exploit some holes in that Eagles secondary back seven and make some plays here with their fast, quick guys. So it's going to be a situation where Nick Foles is going to throw often and predictably, and that's not good against the Bears defense with Cleo Mack and a lot of guys in the secondary you can make plays. So I'm not feeling the Eagles this one. I think it was admirable they got in, rallied to the playoffs with Foles, but I think it's going to be a rather short stay here. And I'd say there's a reason why Chicago, as soon as they saw the Eagles winning, went into overdrive to take care of the Vikings. They wanted this matchup, and I think they'll take advantage of it.
All right, so let's look at the big picture here. Who's your favorite right now as we head into the opening weekend of games? Who do you like in the NFC?
Yeah, I definitely like in the NFC, Seattle and Chicago. It's easy for me here. I know Chicago's defense is going to rule the day. I think Seahawks' offense wins that other game.
And big picture, Saints, Rams, who's the favorite to end up in the Super Bowl from that conference?
I'm going with the Saints still. That's our preseason pick, Sporting News, and no reason to back up from it now. I mean, their offense is very good. They can beat you passing. They can beat you running. They're good against the run. Defensively, they're great against the pass when needed to and making big plays. So Saints are just very complete, and they're going to be in the Superdome for two games, and then another stadium they're very familiar with in Atlanta for the third game.
All right, so who's your favorite to meet them from the AFC? Chiefs? Do you like a team that's got to play this weekend, a red-hot team like the Ravens or the Colts, or can the Patriots find a way to put it all together, even if it means going on the road for one playoff game?
Well, again, because they're live and because they're playing well, and the other part of the Sporting News is preseason picks, I'm sticking with the Chargers until I see something different. I know it's anyone's AFC at this point, but I just like the Chargers, again, ability to win in many different ways. They can beat you running, passing. They've got a lot of defense. And the only concern for them is the run defense. If they can get by this Baltimore game, I feel really good about them. So I think that's the case with a lot of these teams. If they get past that first game, I feel really good. So it's kind of a boom or bust situation with a lot of teams in the AFC.
Speaking of the Patriots, do you see either of these Patriot guys who are interviewing for other positions, whether it's Flores or whether it's Josh McDaniels, actually landing one of these head coaching jobs?
Well, there's eight. There's a good percentage that having a couple guys interviewed, you're going to lose at least one. So we'll have to see. We know what happened with Josh McDaniels last year. That was an odd situation. We know that the Colts ended up doing the right thing by moving on and hiring Frank Reich. So that could hurt McDaniels again, the way he's perceived outside. And I think he definitely lost some luster with some of the Patriots' offensive struggles this year, for sure. So I think if I was going to go with one of those guys, I would say it's Flores landing somewhere else.
Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Great to talk football with you as always, Vinny. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Rich. Have a good one.